House of Cards has taken over my life, and I've never even seen a second of the show. The American version of the popular British political thriller, based right here in DC, released its second season on Netflix this past weekend, and I cannot get away from it. Everywhere I turn on social media, someone's mentioning it. Even the president tweeted, "No spoilers," before it was even available officially to watch, which presents an interesting question. In an era of on-demand, is it ever reasonable to expect people to keep quiet about their favorite shows anymore? Binge-watching is how many people consume television programs these days. And of course, they want to talk about it. And that's the other hard part. If you don't watch every episode immediately, how do you know which of your friends is where in the series? It almost makes the experience entirely singular outside of the person you watch it with. I can't yet decide on House of Cards. If I jump in now, it'll take a full weekend to catch up. But then, once I do, there's nothing more to look forward to except a whole nother season. I'm torn. Maybe I will take the plunge. And when I do, I might have to spoil it for you. Hey, it is what all the cool kids are doing these days. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.